Hello? Sama kilik tani uba ubla kilik man nga kitiko siya ni kusi bilang yak siya kawik siya kalago si hapit ko man nga tu laman nun ulubak inilag takput uba kilik tami uba si uba ko kitiko siya kanik si wisun akpa ilgin nyeripun si tam uba ablakit kilaw ta sama ubani sama apaus kayak peruna Alaska Native Review Commission umani igila kan yak tu ulubak asi sama ini lain yang milyar ni kapsi ni groups ni uba karakter ni anigu yet igilut icalgit pamadat sama tamane tap ko sama ikan itu me wun anilusi ikut cemu ukuat itu isruf sita ikunga library tuan ni sama inarat agli reaning nixangi acik sahlu ke ten tap ko ninga agilan sama mikibulutik sama 18 nik inarat la imiromenyak nixua 18 nik aku pilih tak love lu ni asi madlong ni sudah sabak tik aku pilih tak siap tinggi tiket kenaikan ni ngarut sama apa ni aku tap kuanu na ilisi madlong ni kunga udah tidak kulu ke kapsi walau amik aglan tiket ni nanti kufsi wanita kalau kufsi hubungan mon util lalu si uba rotate kalau ko kabel walu ubanga nanti kufsi tamu aja mon ukuran dengan iglut pamerat anigwiat itu lagi tap ukuran dengan kesudah jatuh lagu si tama ilodik ta igilaga de aluaktu sama sigarner lugu wa sama ilangi ubani nalak tuag ne akpal de aluag mi agla ubba kang exiok sakte bu tap ko nati tu kraw mi lugit ta de no apakrim mi wa in ubani nati gufse Ilisimal tafsignyun, tapko nalinginyun, ilisimal haak tafsignyun, ulaw tilawuf si. Asi tamang ngatsyamin, ukalup si, anit kanikuf si, ubung ngatsyamun, utilawuf si, una sama sabakput, sibukik siligo igilir niya ito. Kangik sinyakalwakpik, Kangyak sing ito at kanok sibun na kasilap tini wa isa alagli. Okay, tam na sama uvang awlakit kigilut awlaki ngayon ngapta ama inyak sinyagur tap ko asi tam na sama James mo kahit king niyaya
Kamu saya mengajar coba di cerit pun lah tu si kubang ni, kamu kicia halu hendak cuit, kaya nak ni begini lo, sini begini begini lo, tinggal walak lo, kata tahu ni, kamu tinggal cerit mata. Aku sekarang kata tengah galau sama lo. Di hari lo kan saya memahami tentang the Percy Jackson Jr. Kaca pilih nasib lo jual sehingga itu sentiri lagi lo. Kaca pilih ini ni teman. Ini cuma saya kami kemudah. Ini cuma kami. Kaca pilih mengaisi langgung di tiap kor ini. ibahalak sa amin, ipaghirap pakisimalanin. Katanganak sa Noda Rirum sa matamanin, mouth money ko. Katanganak sa Percy Jackson Jr. tinuwala aksimalwa sa mga 33 years old muli ko. Kaya namin niya. Higwa. RCC living mo tayo na Jimmy Riley Jr. Sulit. 23 years old muli sa mga pakimnyak sa nga ipaghirap. Ito katik ko, kung nga bulutik. Sa mga nga yutip sa nga taap ko, hindi si mga upsi, kami ito kanit. Sa mga itkamang yutip upsi. Naga, hindi si magpakalawita mo nga ilasi. Tusaga ni Binisi. Taap ko muna. Nagat kaya po. Percy Jackson Jr., Jimmy Riley Jr. Tapi mengapa ini cukup komplusif? Kini tidak kisah.
Okay. Sama aningan ngapsi aperi aperi rogo von aku pagkubanis sibogak sini ako pero takanagok ICC president huwag aulal huwag o kalalaku blugo ba aperi galwag to Hans Pavia.
Bueno, na coran nga bik, o kasi kada siya nga mana, o peyabimur, ipasak sila kikita, ICC, Executive Council, mani, at atin niya ako nga, dawa, mga data, kasi wapun, ang utok pat, at atin mas wapun siya sut, Lautas Conference, dama tumik, uangan ang minak, ICC mingan di natsok su siya siya tajit atun na Saturday at takot ko siya mahali to sa mga tawa ko ha ma siyong na akadun ni Canada ni at atsima suwa at taama siyo kapami
put dama ni daw Elders Organization ICC meetok pitaksin na kaslo ni ama tagusin na wa Thomas Brower Desen President Jiuzok, Mani Tok. Radio Kutusam Nathusi, Pasiwa Amma, then ICC Elders Organization, Mani Katon Katusazok. Sokotiadu, Madina Fiumapa, Amma Noyopunga. It is si, I'm Minong Tsumik, Thomas Brower, Devon Pitlu, Okanakati is in that setlu. Noyopunga, Adatimotlo Matusi, Amma. Mani na yutut sinnorluit oyaumaunga mani na yusinnaatta oyanak
Jabra isagudi saksirugut mani li ukallagum tuat uma Thomas Burgum tusasug nigasi sa manunatigun Asi sama ilawo lalawit sa bahay niya kami rin si sama alanun ininun tapungaw din niya kasi sa baktid. Uba ukalagtuak dam na kaugliruak ICC mon Hans Pavia kuya ruligo ang manijumin niya aming kasi maruligo ko ba ilingit kaukliro at Executive Council magtayin niya kakto at ICC mo. Asi ba, din na nalaw tiyak lukutawa kasi ba niyak tiktak maunga kasi mayak si mamiyot utok ka na at mani kasi ba niyak to at ilisi mabluwit. Asi ko sa nalag to amiro ang lisili ko ako di kong dami ukakaman unung man ICC mo kasi mayang arawad for Bishop Bay miki ikalong nagtayab niyo tawa ni Canada mili at ikakatam na kasi mavikput upinrak. Tam na go kaso ko tingib lugo bigat. Asi kuya ro ligo mani ilayo mo niya kami matumani go sa savay niya kami kasi maniak tuli awlak to krablo ni itchakrek pata. Tama, kuya na.
To get closer to the mic.
Oh, closer?
Yeah. You can't hear you from the back at all.
Oh, okay. Petrilego. Get closer. Dabar to sala visitavane. Tunume. Too close? Sama una iluak si kaalubu ba isa kuni sa kubta ni patu white pig na kan ni bakit pait pa. Okay. Uba ukalap tuak tam na Hans Pavia Mika at ikak tuak kaugli roarli Inuit Circle World Conference bun. Tawa ni ikalong ni Canada Mika si magapta Aulal Rikput Asi ukalak tu ako yan evidence ni mga utkaving yon kasi may yago minya kami kaugli hubluting ICC Executive Council asi kasi may yakto li ma matumani sa vanya kami ilisim abluting utok kanad mani utkaving ni kasi may yakto asi ukalang miruak taman nagok utok kanali ikalong ni tabra kasi mamata Tommy Brower President Rakta ang ablugo unong maruok sila ko abikun ukaraban Ato sa kanan rin mirenga, tam na guk, utok kanat, at ako chimong ningali, nui magibilugup tao, igilir miro at ICC kut, kuya rok tayin na unung malitami o kalangman. Asigo ko ba, awlak to kraw na akluting li itchakrik bata, pang mapagli, kasi maruli sa mainmig kun. Tabra.
Well, I'll call this afternoon's meeting of the Alaska Native Review Commission to order. I want to thank all of you who spoke this morning. It was very, very helpful, and I do appreciate it, and I welcome you back this afternoon. I think it is fitting that the Executive Council members of the ICC should be here this afternoon because it was a year ago in Frobisher Bay at the third triennial conference of the ICC that this review commission was established. And Mark Gordon from Canada and Akaluk Lungi from Greenland and of course Hans Pavia Rosing and Jimmy Stotts from Barrow and Oscar Coagli from Bethel are all members of the Executive Council. And it is to the Executive Council of the ICC that I will submit my report in 1985, and they will be making it public and making it available to all of you.
Ubagok ako pagli atam na tusayiwa aninga ako pag ang manialigitok. Ako yanara sigo kahit kikapsi, asisuligok, ublak, ukaktuat ko yanara migay. Ubagok isumatigi gali tap ko asipulyok ta awlarigi rabot ICC mun Hans Pavet kut mani lakpata kasi mani tigini kuyagini agay. Asigo batam na mani pata iluak niyaktok ta ilatuligok sabang at avra awlakisang arok tap ko noona. ICC kuyat apiriblugo tap tuming asabak akoblugo kasi magaming pingayon ni kasi mabingming ni Afro Bishop Amy, ikalung ni Canada mi tabitap tuming asawakrit niya gan. Tabraguok sa maa, tusayiwa ka ni Alaska minyok kangin niyin, makpirarilyo ni tap kunung akay niya ke.
James wants us to take just 5 minutes before we start the testimony again. I have the names of Noah Phillips of Wainwright and Kenneth Tuvak of Barrow down who wish to speak. But James, you want 5 minutes?
So that other people could go to the other rooms.
Ako pagwag sa 5 minutes, nutkal lang niya tugot sa James sa wahra kaksimaroka. Tapong sa magwag Noah Phillips lo kentuwa lumani ito. Kanukli sa igilaktuwa niya kaksimaro.
Yeah, sa 5 minutes you were played to tonga, hindi ka kumulusi, makikulusi, tamo nga, pinawin nga, umina kumulusi. Inyo kau tu dah matamang niptau. Kau sekarang ni akta sejak semakuk na pianinga gitu. Utik maliki lugu kusuk tautuk. Ini sulit ya. Cimahalan nabi wana maliki lugu tap kua makin lugu si anil lugu si tamu ngaku si sama. Kalau dikasih 18 gulalu sama inaul lalu tiup si nak kune ane beli. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Kisi malu ko pigup kigo tisama nalik si kubunga ukal lagi ako pali ha usok ka na ukal lagi al lagi.
Well, please go ahead, sir. And if you would like to come forward and sit at chairs near the front, you're welcome. Yes.
Well, when Henry Nathanic knew the Octavic Mevoluma Pingit Juma. Kawan ini uktor luna, asyik buat Allah jauh ingat ingatkan ngah uktor abik ni uktor ni 45 years uktor abik ni cuma semua cuma 45, tapi nato nukiru ngah uktor abik ni suka lawan ngah, asyik nala ane beli ngah, ukallau tikira kaktumale tamanna nuna pinyakta agine alam marukanga nalani bulume chwanit kanga asi pinyakta agaptigo nuna aula rikraktigo pijumanya kasigo ikaptin ni ktasamma ilis maruanik taning nullu ukap kaktang chwanik pijumanya kasigo ikaptin ni aula rikranga nugo Uba negeru titigun ukalo aktu sibulika iloamik ukau sekedangat allang ngulugu ukau sekeju menyait dia asi ukalau tigi juma peak kagali ubo ukau tigi ne aiga negeru tigi ladigun umuna angala tengatigun tian yes negeru ikap tigun ten angala dikira kagaligo nuna pinyak ta ikap tigun menna Siapa kau dah? Inyul lagu belum dah? Si anak tunggu belum dah? Asli juga negriku sipsun ingin juni. Tamna ukal laut gigi cuma bel lagi kali. Isha kuti kaming. Negeri tua aku tamma amiok. Inyul bel pingat, stongat. Tambai put, asi Tapkoa Corporation ini laktu kodi. Corporation atau si orang aku ni utkaya apa begini, anggur jauh ti aksi beli ting apa pun, ati peyak atau ting ini kita aksi lagi beli ting suli, utkaya apa begini keluar. Asi Corporation, kengik semangat kau kah mada. Situ kami juga kupa, nak payu ting, nak gubih dengan ing maniun. Situ pak, situ pak datkiga, nak pangagat, nak gubih trublu maningun. Isu mati kalau kerana unia koru ini kalau datangnya setua digelar, ini upaya mangalan ngai ka utkaya abik mew mangalan ngai ka napa amat kanga? Kisah mata emma kapanek payti kuat, manil disang icut tiguat. Pilihan tak teruk, tak nak kami. Setiap hari tinggal kepanek payah tiup malam. Negeri ukal waktu angali, si anak tawut 1991, ukau sekarang malam 1990, tamani tiup yang banyak luit, ukau sekarang malam. Asyik kini pati ku nukar lagi waktu ha, 1991 ukpat tiup rakyat cikut. Tamna nalaun ngit kalau aku nak tilu, ubangali, ukal lau segera kaya. 1991 wakpat tigur agra itu, siapa kalau waktu? Ilu aku ngit cium nak kalau waktu nga, tawur binga. Agalah ukal lau segera cuma perlu, ukal lau segera. Natriku menyang amigat inuit, iluit pat. Tamar dale. Negeri kalau akad ka tema ni ipan anggalan mati gud, poruning ni alam mati gud, tamaran halangan beli wujud suami cikanga, boro ilik pargo, upan ni pilih esak put pilih sinya ikut, tamna ipan kalau a puiri masih wiga, suna pilih esak put pilih sinya ikut, nalaun naksok boro ilik pan pilih sinya ani kami uksuna. Siapa kalau aku buding ni lekut itu ni, siapa yang kalau aku bu time ni, tamat ko pengopak, siapa kengai ngai, porukta, cuma banyak ilip dunia, kandutunu pakai anak sisi ilip dunia pengopak ini unia anip tinit kalau aku, aglani reuktugut ilanima kinguraptigut suare litrigne arasugalugo ashi pilluata paya outin aulladigut pirukura outilangalli isummatigalo agai upangale pokoillo khulunga pinyurape lain miuma tabrunga aglanu okallalaktunga okak okaluk okak pakkalu aoma kangek sinyat panya ami ga okaluk.
Thank you, sir.
Henry Nashanik Okwaktuak. That was Henry Nashanik, and he claims he grew up originally in the East area, but moved 45 years ago to Barrow, and has listened to, he says that ever since the negotiations for land claims began, he has listened to the discussions that were held, and also he knows that when it came time for leaders to be chosen, that leaders were chosen that whom they could trust and also who would be able to speak in English. And he cannot add on to what was said about animals this morning, but what he has to say is concerns what at that time, 10 years ago, was said would happen in 1991. And that to him is very important. It's concerning the shares that were promised to them at that time. He made an observation that the native store, which had been run and operated by the native people, is now gone. And it was replaced by the corporation store. And at the beginning, they were told that this store would be a means of making profits for the corporation. But now it has come to pass that the store no longer belongs to them, and it was never run by native people, by Inupiaq people, and it was always run by non-native people. And now another company has bought the store, and we do not realize anything from it, but they have been told that it is a good thing. And he also says that there was, when the corporations were established, that there would be some realization of profits. But he says now, he may be wrong in what he says, but he can say that there has been no tangible profits that they have received from the setting up of the corporations. And he requests that if he is wrong, that other people set him straight. And he also remembered Eben, who at that time was advocating the establishment of the North Slope Borough, when he stated that if the North Slope Borough was established, then they would be able to use it as a means of accomplishing what they have not been able to accomplish without the establishment of the North Slope Borough. And that was the summary of what Henry Nashan had said.
Let me first ask a question here of the Review Commission.
are things that has happened prior to the Land Claims Act. Can those be effective in our testimonies if we made these included into that as part, so as to clarify where and how we got into the land claim settlement?
Yes, I wish you would do that, sir. That would be excellent.
Thank you. My name is Thomas Panietak Brower. I was born in Barrow, Alaska. I'm 80 years old. First, let me recall to you my father's history. He came, my father's name was Charles DeWitt Brower, and he came up into the North Country in 1884 during the commercial whaling era. Dad studied the project that he was supposed to study for the Pacific Steam Whaling Commission that was starting in San Francisco. After so many ships have been crushed in the ice, and as he came up, he saw and studied how the Eskimo whaled on the Arctic coast. And he came from Point Hope by dog team to Point Barrow in 1885, and he accomplished and made that report before starting with his own venture in 1886 as the Cape Smythe Whaling and Trading under that title. When commercial whaling was banned later in 1918, I was in on one of our ships going from San Francisco up into the Arctic and back into the Canadian border. To start another venture because the whaling industry was closed. It was banned for commercial whaling in 1918. 1919 and 1918 were our last years of commercial whaling. And at the very last year, 1919, we picked up 19 bowhead whales after we returned from the Canadian border and out into the polar cap ice and skirted that polar cap ice all the way to Wrangell Island and Harrell Island. We had 16 bowhead whales that fall and went through the Bering Straits over towards Teller. Teller is a port where many old-time sailing commercial whalers would congregate until such time it was right moment for them to pass through the Bering Straits into the Arctic. There we, at that particular year, 1919, had to boil oil for 3 weeks. And then later we had to clean up through, went south to the Unimic Pass into the North Pacific and into San Francisco with our catch. The year 1920, we had some other things to do. But going back a little bit further, when the whaling industry was being banned, we had to be thinking about how to go into fur. And we established a kind of lifestyle pattern program for the Eskimos along the whole Arctic coast, taking more than one family
in each area to work together in this lifetime, lifestyle pattern of life, so where we had to put $5,000 to $10,000 in grubstake to these people, we would be more sure of getting our money's worth when fur trapping started in each of these grubstake areas for these people. Most of them were spread along the whole Arctic coast from Barrow into the Canadian border, from 10 to 15, 20 miles apart. Most of these you will see, and probably you will hear the children of those people that left Barrow around from 1914 to 1921. Those people were scattered, as I say, 10 to 25 to 30 miles apart as trappers and hunters. And in the 20s, early 20s, we had to start establishing our trading posts every 150 to 200 miles to help these people supplement their grubstakes. Therefore, you hear a lot of these testimonies, and I keep them in my memory. As these children grew up, they were youngsters when they left this area in the 19 teens, and some of them were never even born then until they were up to where their parents hunted, trapped. With this in thought, I have put together a lot of the things that have come to my attention, my own mind, in this testimony. Maybe they may be helpful in answering some of the qualms and problems that are facing my people, the Native Eskimos of Alaska in the Arctic. When in the early 20s, the Naval Petroleum Reserve was established, there was an area there that I've always come to my own mind. The established communities of Point Hope, Point Lay, and Icy Cape, and in between little communities of smaller groups, Wainwright, Atunnick, and Barrow, Nuvuk, that's Point Barrow, and Isuk, that's Cape Halkett. The Petroleum Reserve was used, Colville River, as the eastern boundary, and on the western boundary, it came real close to, say, where Point Lay is, to make the U.S. patent for the Naval Petroleum Reserve. That was established in 1922. Anyone having claims on the land within that PET 4 that did not do any assessment work on that particular, at that particular time, had to forfeit. Even oil companies that came up in the 20s, 21, they, never having done any assessment work, lost all their holdings, and the PET 4 reserve took over. Now, as I say, these other communities that I mentioned in the Arctic, which have been the home site of the Eskimo How were those planned to fit in within that PET4 reserve? When that reserve became a reservation, the native people never accepted the status of being within a reserve. We have heard of Indian reservations, but the Eskimo has never accepted a reservation status. And I like to bring this out and put it in the minds of the people that are my people. And number of years later, when the Bureau of Indian Affairs tried making reservations in Barrow and Kotzebue and Shungnak, they will recall that I was opposing to that particular type of a program of a reserve, that I fought it and we won in Barrow, we voted it out. I was invited to go to Kotzebue to present my views and theories on it, and they voted it out. And then I was called from the people of Isignak, that meant jade, that's Shungnak, later by the English version of calling Isignak. Those people asked me to